White Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Hempstead.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. I have written this diary spasmodically for 3.5 years. But now it is written almost hourly because good things are happening so quickly. Thank goodness I don't have to hide it anymore. It looks a wreck. The men have brought in more goods that they've found somewhere. And we all have a share in the rationing out.
You know, those fellows, they're like bloodhounds.
Why?
Well, they nose out the most odd things from their hiding places.
What have we got now, Ioli?
Half a bar of Japanese soap. Awful stuff.
And it's no wonder the nips look so scrubby when they have to use the stuff.
Ah, yes, but a small cake of our own decent, civilized soap.
Uh-huh. Ah, that's more like it.
Some Jap cigarettes.
Oh, they do to barter with.
And what do you think, girls?
What?
A 4-ounce tin of Australian butter.
Oh.
Butter?
Yes. Hey, you mean real butter?
Yeah.
Australian?
Yes.
Oh, but how wonderful.
Well, I'm afraid you and Shorty will have to share a tin between you.
Share it? I'm just going to look at it. After all the good food we've had in the last few days, look, if we opened this, it'd probably finish us off.
After all, it's 3.5 years since we tasted butter. We can wait until we get used to the thought.
You know, it's wonderful the way those men have organized the camp. They've made bridges over the worst mud patches, and we'll have taken the kitchens over altogether.
Oh, I bet our kitchen staff are shouting with joy.
They are.
Poor things, they were getting too tired to cope. And no one was well enough to help them.
You know, we have a menu sent around now, Ioli. Written in Dutch.
Oh, good. Do you read Dutch?
Listen, I could read Arabic when it comes to food, Ioli.
I'll see you two later. I've got to deliver the rest of the goodies.
Bye. Oh, isn't it wonderful, Shorty? To be full of food, to be able to restrain oneself from tearing into anything that looks halfway edible. Imagine us having an unopened tin of butter a few weeks ago and saying, we don't want to open it yet.
Yeah. In another few days, we'll be human beings again.
That's funny.
Oh, I don't know. Why shouldn't we be?
No, not that. I was thinking. I never thought much about the hair on men's legs before.
Now you just lie there and think about it, Jeff. It'll pass in a minute. You'll be all right. It's the malaria.
No, I haven't gone that, Shorty. I'm watching that large Dutchman working out there. Look, he's making a part.
Well, yes, but...
Well, isn't it nice to see long, straight, hairy legs after seeing shiny, bandy, yellow legs for so long?
Well, yeah. Yes, it is. The nips certainly look dreadful little squirts when you've got something human to compare them with.
It's Queen Wilhelmina's and Pat Gunter's birthday today, and we've had an absolute feast day. The natives gave us a huge bullock, and the men skinned and cooked it. And we had our first taste of real beef for 3 years. Now at 4 p.m. comes the message, no more money troubles, the Dutch government will send in food and will pay for it. What a relief that is after living on our wits more or less all this time, trying to earn money to buy miserable bits of food to keep body and soul together. 3rd of September. Out of hospital again, thank goodness. When I was discharged, I walked over to Hut 13 and found some of the girls chatting to an Australian and to Dutchmen.
And tell me, did you have tenko twice a day?
Oh, they never stop blowing whistles and yelling at us to line up.
Yes, I know.
Oh, they yell all the time. May not what lungs.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome home. Well, come on in. Don't just stand there.
Sorry. It startled me to see men stand up as I came in. It's so odd to see civilized manners again.
I know. Gave me a shock, too, the first time. Oh, Jeff, this is Bill.
Hello, sister.
And this is Dirk, Sister Jeffrey.
How do you do?
How do you do?
We were just comparing notes about their camp and ours.
How are you feeling, Jeff?
I'm fine. You know, it was fun being a real patient, not having to nurse as well.
We've found a whole lot more medical supplies. They look as though they've been stored for months.
Oh, my goodness, all the things we've asked for over and over again. Stuff we've begged for and were refused. So our poor women died.
There's everything you can think of. Blankets, mattresses, stacks of materials.
Materials? What sort of materials?
Coloured stuff, you know. I suppose you'd make dresses out of.
Oh, no.
Yes. There is hair oil. May not the smell. And it is not yet open.
Silk stockings laid on.
They'd look snappy with our shorts, don't you think?
And butter. Yeah, much butter, yeah.
Where is all this stuff?
We'll get into the camp tomorrow. It's still in the store we found.
I think it is better that we leave the hair oil where it is. You would not like it at all.
Well, just a minute. It'd be all right to barter with. Oh. Well, the natives want clothes mostly, or cigarettes.
Well, Ioli, I think they must be rather hard up to want our clothes. You know, they were old when we got them, and they're just rags now.
Oh, really? Our social life is quite exhausting.
Ah? What social life, Ioli?
Oh, we had a visit from two of the men. They've only just gone.
Poor old Jeff.
She nearly fell over when she came in and they stood up.
Well, I don't wonder. The only men we've seen lately knock you down.
What about something to eat? Anyone hungry?
Oh, isn't that lovely? To be able to ask, is anyone hungry?
I know.
Shirts, issued shorts, everything.
What? Guess what's the matter?
Oh, it's wonderful clothes. The snubberica's old snub. Rob.
What?
Well, at the guardhouse. Bob May, who.
Ruth.
Quick!
She's gone nutty.
Look, just sit down, Jess. Now say it quietly.
Count 10 before you start.
Right? Now.
Well, at the guardhouse.
Yes.
Clothes. Where to issued with them.
Well, if they're handing out bobnail hoots, I'm not interested.
Oh, so silly. I said boots, bobnail hoots. And rubber sneakers.
Snubberacres.
Rubber sneakers.
Are you sure?
Know, the Jap army issue things. And listen, girls, shirts and shorts.
Well, what are we waiting for? Come on. To the guardhouse.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Well, ladies, how do I look?
Well, I think we look rather like a bunch of tough guys.
Oh, but isn't it wonderful to have something on your feet again?
Look at poor Jess. Jess with the little feet. Can you manage with those great leather boots?
Oh, I feel a bit as though I got a couple of boats anchored to me, but you know, they're going to be quite fine for getting through the mud.
I couldn't get any leather boots. Mine are the rubber ones.
Well, Jeff, you'll be able to sneak up on Amana now.
I do not want to sneak up on him. Oh. I want to walk loudly away from him.
Don't blame me.
I say, girls, do you feel that these army shorts are just a bit big for me?
No, Jess. I like that gathered effect. Very new.
Oh, it's a little bit uneven at the back.
Come on, you turn around, I'll fix it.
When you've finished with the needle, Jeff, I think I'll take a tuck in the waist of my shorts, too.
It won't be long, Ioli.
Oh, Lordy, this needle is blunt.
Oh, I'm surprised. It's how old?
Well, this is the same one that we lost and Shorty got in a foot. Remember?
Yes. Oh, Jeff, that seems a lifetime ago.
Mm.
What's the time?
Oh, about 3 o'clock, I think.
Hey! Hey, everyone! Yeah, Jeff! Hey, Ollie!
Oh, for goodness' sake, I can't stand any more excitement.
It's Shorty. We better go and see what's up. Hey, what's the matter?
The Allies have arrived.
What? Where?
Who are
How
they?
How many? Where are they?
How did they get here? They were dropped by parachute a few days ago. They've just found us.
They were most impressed with our camp.
Impressed with it?
Most. The first English words they said were, "What a bloody mess."
They are two very young Dutch soldiers and a Chinese military man who've arrived as advance guard to the Army of Occupation. They will be staying at Lobok Lingau, 12 miles away, and with their radio will report to their headquarters in Colombo. They said they had never seen such awful conditions and were amazed that anyone could live like this. It hasn't been easy. Things are happening so quickly that my head is singing. We've been given a ration of Japanese tinned meat, and we get butter every day now. We let our heads go and have it with every meal. The Dutchmen made the Japs take them to all their local storehouses, and one was found to be packed to the ceiling with 5-pound tins of Australian butter. It was moved in trucks to our camp. I was helping store and ration it out, so many tins per block. 8, 9, 10. Oh, there's that lot. Right. Well, now, how's 11?
Do you think we could slip them an extra one or two, Jeff? They've worked so hard, they need all the building up they can get.
Well, wait till we get it all sorted and see what's over.
Okay. Gee, think of all the times we could have had this and all the other stuff. And there it was, just sitting.
Yes. Darn fool Japs didn't even use it for themselves. They really are the most extraordinary people.
You can say that again. Oh, that's the last tin from that corner. I better start here now.
Hey, What's that bit of paper on the floor?
Where?
Tranchi, that isn't a piece of Melbourne newspaper, I'll go heat.
It's pretty funny hearing people walking in those great boots. I say, it is a page from some paper.
Let's see. It is. I'm sure it is. Yes.
Oh, you beautiful thing.
What's the date of it?
Wait a bit.
Thursday, August 1943. It's the bit where the Suburban Picture Theatre's advertised. Now, let's see. Oh, Blanche, look.
Hmm?
Look, that's the one nearest my home.
What was on?
Oh, I can't see.
Anyway, save it till later, old thing. Let's get on with the job.
Oh, hurry up with the paper, Ioli. You've had it for ages.
Wait a bit.
You know, we should have given Victorians first read.
Girls, I don't know. I've never heard of most of these big picture stars.
Hmm?
Oh, yes, here's Bing Crosby in one.
Oh, that must be old. Probably a revival.
Well, girls, our Dutch paratroops have just been in the camp.
Oh, any more news, Blanche?
They have great hopes of getting us out soon.
Oh, dear, I hope so. I don't want another dose of hospital here.
Why? You getting malaria again, Ioli?
No, but
Something odd's coming up on my hip bones. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I'll bother that now. What else, Blanche?
That's all. They'll let us know as soon as they have any news. Golly, their game, the way they just walk in and out of here.
The looks of hate they get from Sickie and company.
Yeah, I thought of that. And all they have is a revolver each to protect themselves.
Oh, do you think the Japs would be game to start anything?
No, not now. So. The boys must have reported back to headquarters. They know they're here.
Oh, here you are, Shorty. Here's the paper.
Oh, thanks.
I'm going to bed.
I think that's a very good idea. All the excitements are just too much for me.
I think I'll keep this paper for tomorrow, Ellie. I'll just be able to sleep, too.
I can't get these darn shorts clean.
Oh, we should have kept some soap. Just rubbing them in creek water is hopeless.
I suppose we aren't rubbing hard enough.
Well, I'm rubbing as hard as I can.
Oh, that'll have to do for mine. I just can't rub any more.
Ioli, don't you think you should go into hospital?
I'll have to, I suppose, if there's room. I'll see how I feel tomorrow. Oh, this is a fine time to turn up with an abscess on the hip.
Oh, never mind. A bit more rest will do you good. Here, give me a hand. I'll haul you up.
Right.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks, Jeff.
Good heavens, I wonder what's the matter with Viv.
Why?
Well, she just rushed into the hut as if her tail was on fire.
Maybe she's heard when we leave. Look, now there's Shorty coming out of the hut as if it was on fire.
What is going on?
Jeff,
my holy... Hello?
The Australians are here.
What? Australians are here. Come on.
Oh, I can't run.
Where?
Oh, look behind you.
Oh, I only...
They just marched straight past everybody and are making for our hut.
Look at the rising sun on their berets.
See that again is the best thing that's happened to us so far.
Oh,
here they are.
Blake's from Thorn. John from Perth.
Angels from heaven.
The first thing we noticed about these boys was their very white teeth. I suppose because we haven't seen people laughing much. Also, they seemed so very young. We took them inside, made them sit on the barley, and then fired hundreds of questions at them. Who won the war?
Well, we did, of course.
Is the royal family okay?
Is the Queen Elizabeth still afloat?
Yes, they both are.
Who won the football final in Melbourne?
Will we be home for the Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, you bet. You'll be home.
Is Mr. Roosevelt alive?
How are the eighth division?
Where presents? Are they?
Well, look...
Who is Prime Minister in Australia?
It's like being back at school.
Now, look, hang on. This is Willis. Look, what do you want to know, Mark?
How's Australia?
Wonderful.
Oh. And what are the popular songs now?
Oh, things like As Time Goes By, Tangerine, This Love of Mine.
Oh, who sings them?
The Swooners.
The witch?
The Swooners.
Well, I remember crooners.
Oh, that was people like Bing Crosby. Mm-hmm. He crooned. But these boys swoon. Or rather, their listeners are supposed to.
Oh, I see. We found a piece of paper with film ads in it. Bing Crosby was in one. Must have been an oldie, eh?
Oh, no, not in your life. Bing Crosby's the number one film star in Hollywood, eh?
Oh, yeah. But he can't be. He was, well, on his way out before we were taken prisoners.
Oh, no, don't you believe it. He's tops.
Well,
and what are the women's dresses like now?
Terrific.
You can say that again.
And listen, are they wearing long or short hair?
Well, look, I can only go by my sister. She sort of wears hers fairly short. She has it cold waved.
Cold waved? What's that like?
Well, I don't know. Well, they sort of do it with cold water and some stuff they put
magic.
On. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't need those electric wires stringing up to the roof.
Oh, that's for me. Oh.
You know, girls, we could all do with one of those as soon as possible. When did the war end?
15th of August, 1945.
What? A little swine.
Who? Lips? Why?
They didn't bother to tell us until the 24th.
Yeah. Bad types, the Nips.
What happened? I mean, what decided the war? How did we finally...
Now, look, sister, please. Just give us a moment, I'll tell you all of it.
Australia could not have sent two men better equipped with all the answers, once they had time to get a word in edgeways. They told us of huge planes, liberators, boomerangs, mosquitoes, B-24s. We are hopelessly out of date, and we can't think when we'll catch up with everything. These boys told us about two bombs that were dropped on Japanese cities, reducing them to shambles and killing thousands. We were horrified to think that one bomb could do so much damage. What amazing progress has been made since we've been Rip Van Winkle's. This morning, two huge four-engine planes, the biggest we've ever seen, flew at treetop height over us for nearly 2 hours.
Another one.
Look, she's just missing the trees. Hey, look, Blanche, aren't the markings different? It used to be red, white, and blue.
That's right. Now it's just blue and white.
Yes.
Oh, isn't it a thrill not to see that awful red blob under the wings that the jet planes have?
Yeah.
Aren't they wonderful?
Oh,
I've never seen such beautiful planes.
They say they're dropping parcels into the men's camp.
Oh. Hey, look. There's a man in the doorway. See? Look, he's dressed in white.
He's waving.
Oh.
We'd better get on with some work. I'm getting a broken neck from watching them. Oh, I don't want to stop watching, but... Oh, well, I suppose I must.
Hey, Jeff, I wonder what sort of parcels they're dropping. Food, I suppose.
Well, there's a very strong rumor going round that it's bread.
Bread?
I can't believe that. Oh, golly, bread.
I wonder what it tastes like.
I've forgotten. Boiled eggs and bread. Butter.
Well, Archie, you can have the boiled egg this evening.
What do you mean? How can I do?
Well, I did a little bartering with a Malay. Mm-hmm. 10 eggs for 10 Jap cigarettes. I've just taken them up to the hut.
Oh, you wonderful girl. How delicious.
Well, we can only have one each, but he's promised me some more.
And if they're dropping bread...
Well, don't count on it, Shorty. Where are you going, Jeff?
Well, over to see Ioli. Take her egg to her.
Oh, gee, yes. Poor kid. She was in a lot of pain. I think that abscess will have to be opened if we don't get out of here in a day or two.
Pretty painful to travel if it was lanced.
Yeah, well, it'll be pretty painful for her to travel anyway. What rotten luck to get it now.
I say, if it is bread, we could make a bread poultice for her.
Listen, if they're dropping bread and we get any, I'll bet you Ioli won't be wasting it on a poultice.
It was bread. At least some bread was dropped, and we were given some. Other lovely things, too. The bread had been made at Cocos Island and was actually fresh. We had half a slice each with butter and honey. And believe me, it was like sponge cake. We had a bowl of cocoa, thick with sugar and tinned milk. We all sat on the step in front of the hut and watched the evening sky darken. And we felt completely satisfied with life.
Listen again for a further episode of this true story of Australian women at war. White Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend, and produced by Fifi Banbard for Australasian Radio Productions.